One of the ways the church teaches us is to put before us two traitors, Judas and Peter, and then say, you could be one or the other. You could be Saint Peter. The key is repentance. The key is acknowledging sin and being sorry for it. Now, there's a difference between being sorry and being embarrassed. I see what I've done, or I look at my life and I say, oh my gosh, I hope nobody finds this out. There's not much sorrow there. Sorrow comes from a broken heart. And it's only the Lord who can break our heart. And so we go and say, you know, Lord, help me be as sorry as I should be. I'm reminded when I say that, you know, this famous Bernini statue of St. Teresa of Avila, where she's receiving the gift of transforming union. And it's a seraph piercing her heart with a flaming lance, flaming dart, whatever. That's repentance. Now that's a gift. And we can pray for it. It means really seeing the situation and being overcome by love. Now we could stiffen and say, ah, you know. Probably by the mercy of God, not as much as Judas. But the church wants us to see, look, it's not a question of whether you betrayed the Lord or not. That's taken for granted. It's what you're going to do about it. Are you going to repent like Peter? Or are you going to harden your heart and say, there's no way I could be forgiven? What I've done is bigger than God. Now, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, as we sit here in the calm, cool, whatever, who would be as nutty as to do a thing like that? But we do it every day. You know, who really is sorry? And I don't mean trying to stir ourselves up with mercy, you know, with emotion. I mean, that's better than nothing, I guess. But it's the gift of repentance. We used to have in the liturgy a prayer exactly like this, you know, Lord, you have given us these two, and, you know, move us to be like Peter, the great repenter, and the first pope. That should give us encouragement, shouldn't it? You know, if Peter did that and got to be pope, my God, think of what I did. I could really get to be something better. I mean, if it goes like that. So it's a day to accept the invitation. It's not embarrassment. It's not fear. It's love. And that means it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, interestingly enough, the person who can help us most yield to this grace of the Holy Spirit is the sinless one, Mary. Well, you don't know what it's like. I don't. I stood at the foot of the cross and had the whole weight of everybody's sin on me. Oh, yes, I do. Besides that, being immaculately conceived and preserved from sin was God's idea. If I could have given him more glory by being a repentant sinner, I would have been happy to do it. See, it's a different league. So, it's one of the ways the church is getting us ready to enter into this mystery of sin and forgiveness. We have a couple of days more. Just let the Lord do his work.